week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning on this beautiful day, the day the Lord hath made. And the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. This is Father's Day. Father, we finally made it. And it's a great day. Fathers are very important. You're important to me. And you're important to God. You're important to your family. And you're very important. We appreciate you. I'm a father. I had a great father. And as every day, I am reminded of the greatness of the Lord. So today, we're going to be doing a broadcast for those who have gone on and those who are still living today. So let's get right into our broadcast today, and let's do this song. And this one says, Gone at Last. Gone at last, gone at last. Oh, well, my sins have gone at last. I've had a long streak of that bad time. Sins, they were gone at last. I was just lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He obeyed my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. And just a little talk of Jesus made me whole. It's gone at last. It's gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad times. My sins, they're gone at last. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, well, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. They're gone at last, they're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad times, but my sins, they're gone at last. Well, I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus, a friend, watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last.
I tell you, the Bible said rejoice not because men are afraid of you, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So if your sins have been forgiven and forgotten, then you can rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't think there's anything any more important than that to a person in this life. Well, let's go to another song right here, All of the Fathers.
Like a ragged stranger, I stand at heaven's door. I had no money, I had no friends. And I saw two angels dressed in white. I knew I had seen these faces somewhere before. Then I noticed that it was my two little boys. And there I stood in tears. Then my little boys called out to me, Daddy, won't you come on in? They said, we've waited oh so long, and now you're finally here. Why, Daddy, look, these streets, why they're paved with gold. We've got a mansion. There it is, Daddy. Just right over there. Say, Daddy, what's taking you so long? Aren't you glad to see us? I sure wish you'd hurry and come on in. Then the Lord looks at me, and there's that pity in his eyes. As he said, son, I've tried to talk to you for so many years, but you just wouldn't listen. And now you've lived your life of sin. Then I heard my little boys call out, hey, Daddy, won't you come on in? I turned my face away from them. I guess they must have just stood there and cried. Then the Lord, he puts his arms around my little boys and said, children, your daddy has lived a life of sin. And now for him, it's too late. I'm sorry, but your daddy can't come in.
Well, it's a sad thing that not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but them that do the will of the Father. It's very important that we dedicate and give our lives to God. We can't go through life neglecting God, turning God out of our life, and then expect to go to be with God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we got to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. So today, there's no other way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. I don't make the rule. I just preach the gospel, and that's about as plain as you can put it. Well, let's go right back and do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, in New York to LA, where the pride is every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad they stand up next to you and defend her till today. So there ain't no doubt I love you, man. God bless the USA.
Forget that we are in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're in God's land, and if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. Well, let's go right now and do a recitation for you.
I sat at the table between my pap and my mother.
Pap, well, he would feed me on one side and on the other my mother. Oh, we were old chums back then, Pap, me and mother. On Sunday, we would take a walk through the woods and across the pastures. Pap, he always carried his old cane, while mother and I would pick at the daisies in the lane. Sometime my older sister was along, and other times it was just Pap, me and mother. Pap, it seemed, as we would walk along, he would have his head down. He was thinking and couldn't hear me or mother. Well, the old cowbell would be clinging, and the long lines in his face seemed to tell that he was worried about one thing or another. We did not understand, me, sis, nor mother. I grew up, and I went away. I left the old farm. Just thinking about that day still brings a choke to me. Now, it would have been all right living with my older brother, but I just never could forget leaving the old farm, Pap, and my mother. I went back one day, and I found Pap all pale and hollow. Saw right off he'd soon be going where none of us could follow. The long streaks of his face showed just how he loved each other. And we would have to talk real fast to hold back the tears. For his eyes were saying just how much he hated to leave me, sis, and mother. Well, Pap went on, but mother's still living. But soon she will too, I reckon. She tells me sometime she just can't seem to see Pap as he's standing there with his hand beckoning. Life ain't long, and I'll go myself one day or another. But then we'll all be back together, me, Pat, and mother. Well, the pretty hill, the new roads to walk, and just to sit down at the river of life, and never more to worry. We'll hear the great choirs of heaven singing, me, Pat, and mother. And Gab, well, we'll play, and Gabriel's trumpet will sound, the beautiful birds will sing to one another. And there we will never more part, no more, me, Pat, sis, and mother.
Well, that was Dan Arbogast playing the music in the background of that recitation I did, me, Pap, and mother. And my good friend Dan Arbogast, he wrote me that song, said, Tommy, put me some music to it, but I never got around to it. It's such a beautiful song, though. Let's go right now to a little bit of the message, and I'll be back with some more music for today. This song, this is a message about grace.
About something that you live with every day, and it's evident every day. It's an everyday presence. It's something you've never been without, but maybe you've never really noticed it. And this morning we're going to take the word grace. We're going to take that word and dissect it. We're going to take it word for word. G, spell it with me. G-R-A-C-E. Do it again. G-R-A-C-E. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 4, beginning to read in verse 12. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is discerned of the thoughts of the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that you have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet He did it without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. Father, Your word for Your people on it. And all the people said it, Amen. This morning we want to talk about this word called grace. There was a revival came to town, and many people went out. Back then, they didn't care whether you were Methodist, Pentecostal, Baptist, or Pilgrim Holiness, or whatever you were, you went to revival. It wasn't the name over the door that mattered. They just went out to revival. When it came to community, the church would pack with many different denominations of people. A lot of seekers would come years ago, and it wasn't unusual to have a lot of sinner folk in the revivals. Today, you don't find that. But anyhow, this man went. He had never accepted Christ as his Savior. But he went to revival along with everybody else. And while he was at the revival, the evangelist got up on Monday night and he said, "Tonight, folks, I want to speak on John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I want to preach on the grace of God." Well, that was all well and good, but Tuesday night, the revival begins and the evangelist got up and said, "Well, tonight, I want to speak from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Well, that was all right. But come Wednesday night, the evangelist stood up and said, "Tonight we're going to open the Scriptures to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." And my theme tonight is going to be the grace of God. Well, this old boy went down to the barber shop on a Thursday morning. The evangelist I've ever heard said, "What's strange about him?" Well, he preached the same sermon every night. "What is the sermon he's preaching?" He said, "He gets up and says, 'Let's turn to John 3:16, for God so loved the world,' and I want to take a theme of the grace of God." Well, he went that night, and sure enough, the evangelist got up, said, "Turn with me to John 3:16, for God so loved the world." And guess what? He preached again on the grace of God. Well, on a Friday night, the evangelist got up, took the text, the same old text. But that night, something charmed the heart of that boy. That night, God broke through that hard, stony heart. He got right down deep where that old boy was living. That old boy found his way to an altar of prayer and gave his life to Jesus Christ. Well, then come Saturday night, it's time to close the revival. The evangelist got up and said, "Well, folks, when I came to see somebody saved." And said, "God, give us souls for our labor." And said, "Just to be honest with you, just don't know what to preach on tonight." Well, that old boy whose heart had been mellowed by God and touched by the Holy Spirit the night before hollered out, "Preach on the grace of God." So I'm here to preach on the grace of God. I think it's something that has touched our lives. Something that has touched our heart. Something that is always evident. And yet we have failed to really recognize the grace of God. The Star Spangled Banner says it. "God shed His grace on thee." And God has shed His grace upon America. The Bible said we can now come boldly to the throne of grace. We can obtain mercy and we can find grace to help in this great time of need. And if there ever was a time that we need to plead the blood of Jesus Christ, it's this day and time. If there ever was a time that God's grace needs to be recognizable, if there ever was a time when we as American people and foreign people would declare that God is and we are one nation under God. And in the beginning it was God. And in the end it will be God. Because He said, "I'm Alpha, I'm Omega, I'm the beginning and the end." You cannot separate God from His grace. You know what makes grace what it is? We use the word G. It's great because it belongs to God. God has shed His grace upon America all down through the times, back in the beginning of time. And that's what Bob is teaching on. And you miss a Wednesday night, you're going to miss something good. But in the beginning, right in the beginning of time, the Bible said that God looked upon the earth. He had made man, created man in His own likeness and in His own image. Give him a nice home. Give him a nice family. Give him everything he needed so that he could live comfortable in this life. But he sinned against God. And the Bible said that the thoughts and the imaginations of men and women were nothing but evil all of the time. But God still showed His grace. What does the Bible say? To the Antediluvian time, when wickedness was throughout the nation, the Bible said there was one man. And what did he do? He found grace in the eyes of God. Why didn't Noah preach for 120 years? Why didn't God just destroy man? Why didn't God just come down and wipe off the face of the earth?
Well, on the other side today, and Father, you're a miracle. You're a miracle within itself. If you're not right with God, just get right with God. All you got to do is confess your sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I've never known a man yet or a woman who is so disappointed in life that they won't confess their sin. Get out of the sin business and get into God's business. I'm glad I am. And I hesitate saying this. I told my good friend Warren Shrewsbury, I was showing him my equipment. I said, "Well, Brother Warren, I really need a new computer. My computer is slowing down. It's like me, it's getting old, it's getting wore out, and it's slowing down." And he told me, he said, "Well, Tommy, you need to get a new computer and update your equipment again." I said, "Well, I don't know what to do on that. I'm just going to leave it up to the people. Maybe there's someone there that feels like you'd like to buy us a computer or either pay for one. We would get it updated because this ministry is very important to a lot of people." And I hesitate saying that. I know I've been called a bum and everything else on the radio, and I beg too much. I mention money too much, but it's very important that we get this gospel out. We're just a plain old preacher. We preach the plain gospel. We preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We preach the gospel to help you, not to hurt you. And by the way, I'll be leaving my churches this July the 30th. It'll be my last day at Painters and James Chapel. And I'll be supplying, if you'd like for me to come into your church and preach one Sunday morning or Sunday night, just give me a call. I'll be more than glad to do that. Let's pray together. Father, You said the family that prayed together stayed together. And Lord, we pray, we bind our hearts together. You know the need of this broadcast. And Father, You've never failed to supply the need according to riches and glory. You're so big, You hold the world in the palm of Your hand. A computer is a very small thing for You, and equipment is a very small thing for You. I lay it before the people today. If they feel that this is an honorable and worthy ministry, then they will help and they will support. I thank You for these who help and support. I talked with Ernie Adkins this week, and he said, "Tommy, the broadcast is very important to people. Everyone I talk to, they admire the broadcast. They love me, and they love what I stand for, and they love the broadcast because the broadcast is very important to a lot of people." So, Father, I bring it to You. I lay it in Your hands, and You put it in the people's hands to do what they feel is right toward the broadcast. And we'll give You praise for it because we ask it in Jesus' name.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes. I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. The look of love was on His face, thorns were on His head, blood was on His scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, so His eyes was on day. He looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his
cross. Oh, friend, after all of these years, just old friend, through the laughter and tears, old friend, what a find, what a priceless treasure. Old friend, like a rare piece of gold, my old friend, make it great to grow. Old friend, through it all I will hold to old friend.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, 8. 8-